Welcome back to Conestoga Arena. Before we get into halftime of the men's game, I want to jump back to the women's game. Garden City victorious over Independence today, 78-71. Welcome on head coach Greg Franklin. Coach, your team's moving on to the second round of the Kansas Jayhawk tournament. How does it feel, firstly?
Well, these kids have worked so hard. They deserve it. It's like I told them at halftime. I said, hey, guts. And that's what we've done all year long to win 18 games. You know, and probably we probably could have added about four or five of those during that eight-game stretch. But it was a learning curve for them. But I thought they gutted it out. There was a lot of adversity in the second half. Things went back and forth. They could have laid down. You know, I always say this about teams at this time of the year because you got spring break coming up. And we got those spring blues come in. And you don't know whether or not you want to play another day. Or I think this group right here decided they wanted to stick around a little bit.
Talk me through the response your team had, because you're down by four after one. Then you opened up the second corner on a big run. You got a lot from Antonisi and Moultrie. Can you talk me through what you saw in the second, what you saw from Nisi?
Nisi just doing Nisi things, man. Nisi, she's always going to have almost a double-double, rebounds and points. She's pretty efficient. She doesn't have to have a whole lot of shots. She did have 11 today, but she shot over 50%. I mean, she's 7 for 11, and she had 9 rebounds with, I guess it was 17 points. So, I mean, it's just Nisi doing Nisi things, man. You know, she's an undersized 4 for us. And obviously, you know, next year we'll try to put her at the 3 a little bit more with getting more size in here. But Nisi just does Nisi things.
On the topic of over 50%, how about 9 of 17 from Maya from beyond the arc? Was that the game plan at a halftime to get her going?
I think Maya tied the record for most three-pointers in the game today with 9, and if I'd have been smart enough, I probably got ran another play to her so she could have broke it. But we were in the heat of a ball game, so we can't worry about records. But, you know, Maya's come up in the last 6, 7, 8 ball games and been big for us, where we needed some outside shooting. But more importantly, what she's done for herself is she's really, really applied herself on the defensive end so she can play. At the first year, it wasn't a big time, I guess she didn't really think defense was really that important and set in a few ball games, and now she's played some really good, really fine defense for us. I actually set on their best player a few times tonight and did some good things. Now, she went under screens a couple of times, and her and Stevie, so they heard it from me a little bit. But, you know, ultimately, you know, these kids are playing their butts off, man. I can't ask for anything more.
Lastly, you get Don City, a team that you've already beaten on Tuesday in the second round. But talk to me about what the confidence like with this group is like after a win like that.
I think they're at their best right now. Obviously, it's game to game when you have freshmen like this and newcomers to my system. But they're starting to figure it out. I mean, I think it's 7 of the last 9 we've won or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're starting to figure things out, and they're a dangerous group. I told them, hey, you guys are just as good as anybody in the country. If you played Hutchinson in here and it was a possession ball game and we shot 3 free throws and they shot 28, you could probably beat just about anybody in the country if they're number 1 in the country. So I think they took a lot of confidence from that game as well, just looking from the outside in and knowing what was really going on with them and what was really happening in the game. I think they took it to heart. I think they got a little bit of chip on their shoulders. I think they felt like they should beat Hutch in here. So I kind of like that swagger about them right now. I kind of like that. I can relate to that, you know, being the underdog and fighting your way through and being there in the end and standing toe-to-toe with people. I kind of like that about this group. So, you know, I've kind of bought into them. They bought into what we're doing in the last, I guess, 10, 11 games, and we're having some fun with it now. I mean, people are clicking in their roles and understanding what they can do, and, you know, people are holding each other accountable, and it's fun to coach. It is fun to coach them right now. It's been fun to coach them throughout the season, but really, as they've come along here and figured some things out, it kind of makes you like you're a proud papa, you know, a little bit. But I guess I probably shouldn't say that, but a proud dad a little bit. But they've made me really proud, and I'm glad this is my first group here at Garden City, because we've overcome so much throughout the whole year, you know, losing players early, you know, people not buying in, they buy in, and then, you know, learning how to win ball games, learning to get the best shot ever, sitting down on defense and understanding it's our deal. I mean, that's what we do. We guard people. We create offense from our defense. You know, all those things that has to go into people buying in. But this freshman group, I mean, they've really done a really good job.
Did you send that clip I sent you the other day to your brother?
No, I haven't done it yet.
You got to get on that. Coach, congratulations on that.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you.